Egypt's neighbor Israel has been watching the protests in Cairo with increasing anxiety. Daniel Estrin has that story from Jerusalem.
Benjamin Netanyahu today expressed what, for Israel, is a worst-case scenario.
The Prime Minister said, our real concern is that a situation can develop in which an organized Islamist group would take over the government in Egypt.
Israel has taken several steps to prevent that from happening. For one, Israel has allowed Egypt to move several hundred troops into the Sinai Peninsula for the first time since the two countries signed a peace treaty 3 decades ago. That agreement left the Sinai demilitarized. Other Israeli efforts reportedly include requests to the U.S. and some European countries to support Mubarak. Israel's daily newspaper Haaretz cites senior Israeli officials who say that Israel is quietly trying to convince its allies that it's in their interest to keep the Egyptian regime intact. Israeli lawmaker Benjamin Ben-Eliezer is considered a close friend of the Egyptian president. Ben-Eliezer spoke on Israeli TV about the need to keep Mubarak where he is.
It's important for us that this man stays in power. He is one of the only leaders with a broad perspective on the importance of stability in the Middle East and the importance of the peace accord between Egypt and Israel.
The Israelis see Mubarak as a bulwark against a militant Islamic regime on Israel's southern border. The Egyptian protesters see Mubarak as a corrupt dictator who prevents free elections and does little to tackle unemployment and low wages. Many Israeli analysts agree, but that doesn't mean they want to see Mubarak go. Dan Shiftan directs the National Security Studies Center at the University of Haifa.
Is the Mubarak regime authoritarian? Yes. But what is the realistic alternative to it? It is a totalitarian regime.
Shiftan says, remember what happened not so far away in Iran in 1979. There, protesters flooded the streets to call for similar freedoms to what the Egyptians are demanding. The Iranians toppled the Shah and got an Islamic Republic under Ayatollah Khomeini. Israel fears a repeat in Egypt. Israelis worry that the opposition group, the Muslim Brotherhood, could take over and tear up the peace accord between Egypt and Israel. Shiftan says Israel would have to respond in kind to a hostile Egyptian military.
This is a very dangerous army if it becomes a threat to Israel. So this will immediately mean building a much bigger army, which will immediately mean investing much, much more into the defense budget. This will dramatically change everything in Israel.
Israelis are considering other consequences of a new regime in Egypt. Israel gets almost half of its natural gas from Egypt, and a new regime might reduce the gas supply. Some Israelis fear that many more African migrants in Egypt will flee across the border into Israel. Others worry that the uprising in Egypt could spill over to the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, or that militants could take advantage of the chaos to infiltrate Gaza and step up weapons smuggling. On the other hand, Hebrew University professor Moshe Maoz cautions his colleagues not to assume that Mubarak is done for.
Many Israeli analysts who already finished with Mubarak, I doubt it very much. I mean, he fights for his life, for his political life, and he has still power.
And even if Mubarak loses power, someone in his government might take over. That new leader could offer economic reforms to appease the Egyptian people and still maintain the old guard. It might not be democracy, but Maoz says that's not necessarily a deal-breaker for Israel and the U.S.
So Israel and America can make business with the authoritarian regimes because they are not ideological, they are pragmatic, and they base on interest. So this paradox exists.
But there's no such paradox on the streets of Cairo. The protesters just want Mubarak to go. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.